Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Last week, we had a doctor come on the air, and she said that if you want to mimic the results of Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, and all these weight loss shots, you just got to eat certain things. Mm. And one of the magic, quote-unquote, magic foods was minestrone soup. So how do you make a delicious minestrone soup? Joining us, it's six-time Emmy-nominated Chef Plum.
Six times.
You got lots of lentils in there, right?
Because
the lentils was what she was really fired up.
She was fired about lentils. I heard this whole segment. Yeah. You're right, she was. We're doing no lentils.
But
you could. I'm looking at this going, well, I guess you could put lentils. You said it. I would, you could put lentils in this. Minestrone, a vegetable soup done with a lot of beans, and the beans have the protein in them. So I think what she's getting at is a lot of this, like, high protein.
High protein and things that fill you up longer.
Yeah, water soluble, basically. Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to get my pan hot here. So we're going to make the soup right here.
Okay.
All right. It's easy to make. It doesn't take a lot of time. I got my pan. I got my ErgoChef pan here, smart pan. Click that on there. That's getting hot. I've got a little olive oil in the pan. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to take a tip from my good friend Jacques Pepin, who says to use the grocery store as your prep cook. Look, I've got carrots, onion, and celery right here, already cut up and ready to go.
I'm surprised that you buy it pre-chopped, because I feel like if I did that, you would make fun of me and ask me how lazy I was.
Yes, you are correct. I definitely would make fun of you for doing it. Not for, I mean, listen.
Oh, for you, it's different.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Right, you have six Emmy nominations. Got
Thank
it.
You. Yeah. Thank you. Celery, onions, and carrots. In the chef world, that's called mirepoix. Nice and saute that up. What's that going to do is going to get nice and brown. So what we do with this, as it starts to get cooked off and soften up, we're going to make something called a pinçage. Everybody say pinçage?
Pinçage.
Nice. Pinçage is a French word. What's it mean?
I don't know.
Me either.
Oh.
But it's a French word. And what it means is you're adding tomato to your mirepoix. Right? We're going to get this nice and mixed together. It gets nice and happy. And this is so fun about this recipe is that it's so easy to make. It's literally throw everything in the pan. Mm-hmm. That simple. So in the pan, there we go. You can use fresh garlic here. I'm going to use a little sprinkle of garlic powder right there. Kidney beans here. I'm going to pop those in there.
Wow.
I've got some cannellini beans, the white beans right here. Pop that in there too. We'll give a little mix around again. That's getting nice and happy in there. Really important now, we want to make sure we season it. So I want to put some salt in there. Don't be too afraid to be a little heavier with the salt, right? So far in this pan, we've got a little bit of our tomato paste, carrots, onion, and celery, and two different types of beans, and that's what's getting nice and hot in this pan. You could add a bunch of fresh herbs to keep it simple for home cooks. I've got an Italian herb blend. You can buy a dry. Here's the thing. When you use a dry herb, you want to take this herb, and you want to smush it between your fingers, okay?
Why?
Into there. Because it brings out the natural oils much better. So, Raven, hand me your hand.
Really?
I want you to smell this in your hand.
Okay.
Now, smush it in your fingers and smell it. And tell me if it smells any different. If it's stronger, if it's more fragrant. What do you think?
It does smell a little bit different, doesn't
changed,
it?
Changed, right? It changes. That's right.
Huh.
Which is pretty cool. So now, this is getting happy.
I never knew that.
We're going to add a little veggie stock here, if you like, right into our pan. And I'm going to bring this to a boil is the idea. We're going to bring this right to a boil. When it comes to that boil, we're going to add some spinach to it. Just a handful of spinach right in there. And then I'm going to add a handful of cooked pasta. So you can do this two ways. You can cook the pasta in there, but just know once you do that, you're going to have to add some more liquid to it because that pasta will absorb that liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Bring this to a boil. Let it get nice and happy. Let it cook on that top for on your cooktop for about 5 minutes or so. And what happens is you get this beautiful soup. So give it a try, see what you think. But again, super simple. You can change this up by a little bit by adding some more fresh herbs. I like to finish it with a little bit of basil sometimes. But using that dry stuff makes it so much easier. You get the entire meal in a bowl and high protein.
That's maybe the best minestrone I've ever had.
It's really delicious.
Not bad, right?
No. I mean, yeah, you could eat this all the time. And it's healthy and it's got all the good stuff in there.
Yeah, really, really simple. Hit me up on Instagram, @chef_plum. I'm happy to put it up there for you, too. And also, we're going to post it, I think, on the Anna and Raven Instagram.
Yeah, we have the whole video that will go up on Instagram, too.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.